is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 29th of June, 2015. It's the birthday of the French aviator and writer Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, born in Lyon in 1900. Joined the French army, where he flew his first plane. He began flying airmail routes into the Sahara Desert. He loved the Sahara. He wrote his first novel in the Sahara, Southern Mail, came out in 1929. Moved to South America to fly the mail over the Andes, and then went back to Africa to carry the mail between Casablanca and Port Etienne. Worked as a test pilot through the 30s, survived several plane crashes, joined the French army on the outbreak of World War II. He was turned down as a pilot, which is when he began to write his best-known book, The Little Prince, published in 1943. The following year, he flew a mission for the French in North Africa, disappeared July 31, 1944, and was never seen again. It was on this day, 1956, President Eisenhower signed the Federal Highway Act, which established the interstate highway system. There had been plans for it ever since World War I, when the Army decided that the condition of national roads needed to be improved for the purpose of national defense. In 1938, President Roosevelt drew up a map of superhighways. There was a model of one demonstrated at the New York World's Fair of 1939. As a general in World War II, President Eisenhower had been impressed by Germany's Autobahn system, and so he pushed through the interstate highway system. It was the largest public works project in American history. It took longer than they expected. It took 35 years instead of 12, and it cost about three times as much as they had initially budgeted. But it was done. Interstate 80, built across the country from New York City to San Francisco. It was a great boon for the hotel chains and fast food outlets. And it was a great boon for the suburbs as well. It was not necessarily good for American literature. John Steinbeck, in his book Travels with Charlie, complained about the interstate, how you were bound to the wheel and your eyes to the car ahead and to the rearview mirror, and you don't see the countryside around you. Jack Kerouac wrote On the Road in 1951, and by the time it was published, 1957, construction had begun on the interstates. Kerouac said years later, "You can't do what I did anymore." And in his book Blue Highways, William Least Heat Moon wrote, "Life doesn't happen along interstates. It's against the law." Here's a poem by Jane Hirschfield entitled In a Room with Many Windows. In a room with many windows, some thoughts slide past, uncatchable, ghostly, three silent bicyclists, slowly a woman on crutches. It is like the night you slept out on the sandy edge of a creek bank, feeling the step of some light clawed thing on your palm, crossing to drink. You were nothing to it, hummock, earth clump, root knob, wild in the dark, like that thirsty creature. To you, you could guess it, but you can't name it. In a Room with Many Windows, a poem by Jane Hirschfield from her collection The Beauty, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its APRON project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.